Welcome to Land Yap. I'm KEDM News Director Bob Lennox. My guest today is Monroe Mayor Jamie Mayo as we focus on the state of the city. Mayor, thank you for joining us. Looking back at 2009 in Monroe, there was a lot of progress.
Well, 2009 was a banner year for the city of Monroe, and we were very fortunate to have been able to have several successes. And of course, everybody now knows that we were able to close the deal on the V-Vehicle Company. Also, we were able to close the deal with CPSI, which is a call center, the Gardner-Denver Thomas Project. Now, that's going to be some 200-plus jobs. And the expansions that's going on at Chase, another couple of hundred jobs. And of course, you have the acquisition of CenturyTel acquired Embark. And you're talking about another some 350 jobs. So when you look at the V-Vehicle Company, which is going to be 1,400 direct jobs and about 1,800 indirect jobs, you're looking at probably an impact of direct jobs of some 5,000 jobs here in Monroe and also the Northeast Louisiana region. It's just a huge, huge victory for us. And I can't think of a year when in our city, in our region, when it's been better.
I'm sure one of the accomplishments high on the list is that for the fifth consecutive year, Monroe showed a budget surplus.
Well, you have to have money in order to do anything. And of course, we worked very, very hard on that. And we did have the fifth consecutive year in which we had a budget surplus. I've been fortunate to serve the city of Monroe now for about 8 years. And of those 8 years, we've had seven surpluses. We had one year that was not very good at all, in which we had a huge deficit. But the city of Monroe is probably in the best fiscal shape in the city's history.
What are some of the areas of accomplishments that you would like to see made in 2010?
We have six focus areas, which we've had for a number of years. Public safety is one. Economic development is another. Beautification, marketing Monroe, housing and growth, and partnerships and education. Now, that won't ever change because those are areas in which our citizens are very, very concerned about, and they want to make sure that we're very mindful of the support that they need. Now, we have different variations of all of those subheads, so to speak, because there are things that we can put underneath them that would be new projects that would help in those areas.
You mentioned economic development, and the city has received even more recognition in that area.
We're proud that Monroe was voted by the Louisiana Municipal Association winning the Economic Development Award for the third consecutive year. We compete with Shreveport, Alexandria, Baton Rouge, New Orleans, Lafayette, Lake Charles, cities population 25,000 above, and we've won the Economic Development Award for three consecutive years. That's huge. An economist out of New Orleans has said that in Louisiana, the Monroe metropolitan area is expected to have the largest percentage of job growth over the next 2 years. So those are things that we can market to prospects. Those are things that we can continue to emphasize. This is our time to build, and we plan to do that.
The completion of Delta Community College along I-20 will be coming up later this year. Your thoughts on that?
It's just wonderful to be able to have that community college. They're doing well on the ULM campus. And, of course, when you look at the fact that right down the street from the Delta Community College will be the V-Vehicle Company. So the synergy that those two would bring to that whole corridor is very, very significant. And when you add to that the fact that the industrial park is right across the railroad track and the airport, and by the way, I want to mention the new airport that's coming as well, but all of the employees that's in the industrial park is just going to, that area is going to grow like unbelievable. There's just a lot to build on in our city, in our parish, in our region. And the community college is obviously one that we're going to always highlight.
The city recently sent a delegation to go to Washington on a lobbying trip to meet with some of our state representatives and senators there. What were some of the projects that were discussed?
Right. The top three federal projects for priorities for the city of Monroe consist of a water treatment plant. We are under consent decree. We're hoping to come out underneath the consent decree. And we believe that we probably need an additional $30 million to be able to do that. We have already spent $150 million, so that is significant. That is a project that's been on the books for some time. Also, downtown, we're trying to bring back life to downtown, and there's been a significant amount of improvements. We've had to close off some of the crossings to create a quiet zone because when the train comes through, it has entered businesses because of the horn. So as a result of closing off two or three crossings, there's not very many crossings left. So what we're trying to create downtown on North 4th is to do an underpass. So those are safety issues in addition to helping or expanding economic development. Now businesses, they're filling up office space down there because they don't have to worry about the noise and things like that. And the third project, and I mentioned Delta Community College and also the V Vehicle Company, widening of Millhaven Road.
While it's not necessarily a project coming up this year, an event that people need to be aware of, that's the 2010 census.
Well, the 2010 census is very, very important, in particular to Monroe, primarily because of our population. And we're now at around 52, 53,000. If we dip below the 50,000 mark, we could be in jeopardy of some of our federal funds, our entitlement status, in which we get so much money for the airports, for the transit, et cetera. And we need to make sure that everybody gets counted because every person will make a difference as relates to the future for Monroe, particularly and specifically for the next 10 years.
Monroe Mayor Jamie Mayo, thank you for joining us here on Lanyap as we have taken a look at the state of the city. To listen to this or other Lanyap podcast, visit our website at kedm.org.